Do arguments with your partner often spiral out of control? Do you feel like you're constantly trying to get your point across, but your partner never seems to understand what you are saying? Are anger, arguments, or poor communication ruining your relationship? If so, then this episode of the Anger Secrets podcast is for you. In the next few minutes, you'll learn 3 steps to mastering communication with your partner, along with some simple but powerful strategies for using these steps effectively in your relationship. Hello and welcome to episode 78 of the Anger Secrets podcast. As always, I'm your host, Alistair Dews, and over the last 30 years, I've taught over 15,000 men and women how to control their anger, master their emotions, and create calmer, happier, and more respectful relationships. In this podcast, I'll share with you the proven tools and techniques I've used to help my clients control their anger and transform their lives. For a free training on how to control your anger, head to angersecrets.com/training. In this training, I'll teach you some of the most powerful tips, tools, and techniques I use to help my clients eliminate anger from their life. That's angersecrets.com/training. Now let's jump into today's episode on 3 steps to communicate effectively with your partner. Step 1, be an active listener. The first step to communicating effectively with your partner is to become a better listener. As I have mentioned in previous episodes of this podcast, being a good listener is perhaps the most important skill of all in becoming a better communicator. In particular, learning how to actively listen to your partner is perhaps the single most powerful thing you can do right now to transform your relationship and communicate far more effectively with your partner, almost regardless of what is going on between you. As I have described in episodes 15 and 69 of this podcast, active listening involves being fully present and engaged in the conversation with your partner, including paying attention to the words they use, their body language, and the feelings behind the words your partner is saying. Some tips for actively listening well include maintaining eye contact, using positive body language, asking clarifying questions, and summarizing or paraphrasing what your partner has said. Most crucially, however, instead of giving advice or attempting to solve problems when you are actively listening to your partner, it is better to be curious and open-minded about what your partner is saying and allow them to fully express their thoughts and feelings without judgment. Perhaps not surprisingly, active listening is hard for many people. In most conversations, for example, people are trained to respond to what the other person is saying by giving their own thoughts and opinions. This is called talking rather than listening. Instead of giving your own thoughts or opinions, it is better to try to get underneath the surface of what your partner is saying. If you are attempting to give your partner advice or solve their problems, you are not listening to them. This will mean that your partner will not feel heard or listened to, and in most cases will ultimately decide to stop talking with you entirely. In my private counselling sessions, I have spent many hours helping people to actively listen to each other. One tip I use frequently is just to encourage the person who is actively listening to their partner to ask their partner questions. These questions might be questions about what their partner has said or how their partner feels about the situation they are talking about. In most cases, questions are powerful tools for deepening communication and encouraging your partner to open up about what is really going on for them. Some simple questions you can ask your partner to be a better listener include questions such as, "What do you think about this? How did you come to that conclusion? How do you feel about what happened? or simply, can you tell me more about that? These questions not only show that you're truly interested in understanding your partner's perspective, but also encourages a deeper level of communication. They also help shift the focus from a potentially confrontational exchange to a more collaborative and understanding dialogue. Remember, the goal of active listening is not to agree with everything your partner says, but to understand where they're coming from. This understanding can be the foundation for resolving conflicts and building a stronger, more connected relationship. Once you have mastered the art of active listening, however, the next step to communicating more effectively with your partner is Step 2. Express yourself clearly and non-aggressively. The second step to successful communication is to learn how to express yourself clearly and non-aggressively. This means being able to communicate your thoughts, feelings, and needs in a way that is respectful and considerate of your partner's feelings. It includes being mindful of the words you use, how loud your voice is, what body language you use, and what your tone of voice is. Expressing yourself clearly and non-aggressively also means avoiding any behavior or words that can be interpreted as threatening, humiliating, or demeaning. For example, avoid raising your voice, using insulting language, or making assumptions about your partner's thoughts or feelings. A simple model I use to help people express themselves clearly and non-aggressively is called the DESC model. The DESC model is a communication model that was developed in the 1970s by communication experts Sharon and Gordon Bauer. The DESC model consists of four steps. These steps are Step 1. Describe the situation you want to talk about. Step 2. Explain your feelings about the situation. Step 3. Suggest what you would like to happen in the situation. And Step 4. Give the positive consequences of your suggested solution. As with active listening, it takes time and practice to get good at expressing yourself clearly and non-aggressively using the DESC model. However, the more you practice, the easier it will become and the more effective learning to express yourself to your partner will be. Step 3. Negotiate difficult issues effectively. The third and final step to successful communication is to learn to negotiate difficult issues with your partner effectively. Learning to negotiate effectively is important because every relationship has its ups and downs, and there will be times when you and your partner disagree or have different opinions. It's essential to know how to navigate these disagreements in a way that maintains respect and understanding between both you and your partner. To do this, it's crucial to use good listening skills, practice clear and non-aggressive communication, and to have an openness to compromise. Negotiating difficult issues with your partner effectively also requires you to be creative and think of solutions that work for you both. A simple way to practice good negotiation skills with your partner is to start by listening to your partner's perspective on an issue without making any judgments or assumptions. Use active listening, listen without interruption, and have an open mind. Once your partner has finished explaining their perspective, it is time to explain yours. Be clear and concise about what you think and feel. An excellent way to do this is to use the DESC model I have just explained. Once you have explained your perspective on the issue, a good next step is for you and your partner to work together to brainstorm solutions that will work for both of you. This means that you and your partner should try to come up with as many solutions as possible to the problem you are facing. Once you have done this, work together to choose the best option for you both at the present time. This may require compromise from you both, but if you can come up with a solution that works for both of you, it is worth the effort. Okay, there you have it, 3 steps to successful communication in a relationship. Remember, active listening, expressing yourself clearly and non-aggressively, and negotiating difficult issues effectively are all skills that take time and practice to master. But by practicing these three steps of successful communication, you will create a calmer, happier, and more respectful relationship. Remember too that if you'd like help in mastering these skills, I offer a free 30-minute phone consultation where we can discuss your specific situation and how I can support you in controlling your anger and improving your communication skills. Just visit my website, angersecrets.com, to schedule your free consultation today. Don't hesitate, book your consultation now, and take the first step towards improving your communication skills and creating a calmer, happier, and more fulfilling relationship. Okay, that's it for today. Three steps to successful communication in a relationship. Thanks for listening to today's episode, and be sure to tune in next week to learn the STOP model of anger management. If you found this episode helpful, please follow this podcast and head over to your favorite podcast app and leave a rating and review. This will help other people struggling with anger find and benefit from this show. Remember, to book your free consultation today, visit angersecrets.com. And finally, remember, you can't control other people, but you can control yourself. I'll see you in the next episode. Take care.
The Anger Secrets podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of counseling, psychotherapy, or any other professional health service. No therapeutic relationship is implied or created by this podcast. If you have mental health concerns of any type, please seek out the help of a local mental health professional.